由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to the rest of this program on the life of Abraham.
我们很开心能够知道你是继续收听我们天路导向的节目，而今日我们的题目就是要讲到亚伯拉罕的生平，而个主题的名字就是叫做信心之旅。
In our last broadcast in Genesis chapter 15,
在上次的节目当中，我们曾经和你去分享过创世纪第十五章的主题。
We left Abraham on an emotional and spiritual peak.
在那里，亚伯拉罕正是身处在一个情绪和属灵的高峰上面。
God passed between the pieces of the sacrifice to confirm his covenant.
神从剖开两半的动物中间走过，向亚伯拉罕保证他所立的约。
Now you would think that Abraham would spend the rest of his life continually trusting and waiting for the Lord.
可能你现在会认为亚伯拉罕见到神这样的大作为之后，应该会在他的一生剩余的日子里面继续这样不断信靠和等候神了。
But instead, in a moment of impatience, he did an about face.
但是事实却不是这样，当他失去耐性那一刻，他竟然有一个很大的逆转。
And stumbled headlong into the biggest mess he had ever made in his life.
他就是将自己成头这样去栽进去他这一世当中最大的错误里面，令到搞成一团糟。
You may remember I told you in the last few broadcasts that testing always nips at the heels of blessings.
如果你有收听我们之前几次的节目的话，你应该知道我们之前跟你讲过，试炼总是会紧跟在祝福后面，并且会跟着祝福来到。
For if Genesis 15 is called the chapter of faith,
如果你将创世纪第十五章称为信心的一章的话，
Then Genesis chapter 16 is a chapter of defeat.
这样创世纪第十六章就是失败的一章。
If in Genesis 15 Abraham walked by faith,
如果在创世纪第十五章里面亚伯拉罕是凭着信心而实行神的旨意的话，
In Genesis 16, he walked by sight.
这样在创世纪第十六章里面，他就是凭着眼去见到而去实行他眼见到的事。
If in Genesis 15, Abraham listened only to God,
如果创世纪十五章你可以将他称为亚伯拉罕专心听从神的一章。
In Genesis 16, He did what Adam did and listened to his wife.
到创世纪第十六章的时候，亚伯拉罕却是跟亚当一样，是听从他的妻子，不入歧途。
My listening friends, don't misunderstand me here.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你不要误会我。
Wives are wonderful counselors.
我从来都不会批评妻子，妻子往往都是很好的参谋。
But on this occasion, Sarah wrongly misled Abraham.
但是在这件事上面，撒拉的错误是影响了亚伯拉罕。
And he acquiesced and followed her to sin.
亚伯拉罕不单止是默许了撒拉这个错误，并且是跟着撒拉一起去犯罪。
That does not mean that Abraham was perfect.
当然，我们在这里并不是说亚伯拉罕原来就是那位完美无罪的人。
I want to remind you that it was Abraham who asked Sarah to lie for him when they went to Egypt.
我要做嘅嘢係要去提醒你，话俾你听，阿伯拉罕同撒拉係去埃及嘅时候，係阿伯拉罕要撒拉为阿伯拉罕讲大话㗎。
Far from putting the blame on Sarah, it was Abraham who should have known better.
老实讲，我哋唔应该太早将个问题、将个罪过系归俾撒拉，因为阿伯拉罕去到埃及嘅时候，佢本来自己就应该识得分辨是非。
Do you remember from the last broadcast when Abraham reminded the Lord of planning his life according to the law of the land?
你唔知仲记唔记得喺上次节目当中，我哋讲过阿伯拉罕曾经提醒神，话要佢按住当地嘅习俗作为佢自己嘅人生规划。
Do you remember what God said?
你记唔记得神系点样回应佢呢
？In effect, God said, "Abraham, you cannot do this."
神系咁样讲噶，神话阿伯拉罕你唔能够咁样做。
Let's read verse 4 of chapter 15 once again.
不如让我们再读一次创世纪第十五章第四节了。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
创世纪第十五章第四节这样说，耶和华又有话对他讲话，这个人必定不可以成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才能够成为你的后嗣。
Sarah had two problems with this.
关于这一点，撒拉有两个的疑问。
Number one,
第一个疑问，撒拉的疑问第一个就是
She was thoroughly frustrated because she was unable to become pregnant.
撒拉是完全的灰心，因为她一直都不能够去怀孕。
Some of you will understand Sarah's heartache.
如果你是生命当中亦都经历过这样的历程的话，相信你亦都能够明白撒拉的痛苦。
Secondly,
第二个问题就是
It did not seem that at her age she would be able to have her own baby.
撒拉认为以她当时的年龄，其实是很难有自己的小朋友的。
So she did what was customary of those days for a barren woman who could not have a child of her own.
於是撒拉就照住當時唔能夠生育、唔能夠有自己孩子嘅婦女嘅習俗去做。
She gave her maid to her husband so that the maid could bear a child by the husband.
佢让佢嘅使女同佢嘅丈夫同房发生性关系，好让嗰个使女能够从佢丈夫身上怀孕。
This is symbolically at least as if the baby was born of the wife。
咁样做起码系象征住嗰个小朋友系佢嘅自己亲生咁样一样。
So in verse 2 of chapter 16, Sarah tells Abraham, "God has prevented me." From having a baby.
所以让我们看下第十六章第二节，撒拉这样对阿伯拉罕讲话，耶和华使我不能够生育。
Well, if she's going to blame someone, it might as well be God, right?
如果她要埋怨哪一个的话，是不是应该埋怨神呢？
So she believed that God closed her womb.
于是撒拉就相信是神封闭了她的子宫。
But she could not believe that he could open her womb.
但是撒拉不相信神能够叫她的子宫重开。
How many of us blame God when things go wrong?
很多时候我们很多人呢都是会去为事情的不顺利而埋怨神的。
And we cannot believe that God can bring good out of these wrong things.
又不相信神能够从不好的事里面带出好的结果。
But that is wrong thinking.
但是这一样东西其实是错误的想法来的。
Sarah's action was the epitome of self-sacrifice.
撒拉的行为是自我牺牲的化身。
But sometimes we do the wrong thing with good motives.
但是有些时候我们都明白自己虽然有正确的动机，但是做了错事，即是好心做坏事了。
And that does not glorify God.
而呢一样嘢，我哋做嘅行为系并唔能够去荣耀神噶。
Sarah was trying to circumvent and short-circuit God's plan.
撒拉就喺当中试图自作聪明，但系佢所做嘅嘢反而系中断咗神嘅计划。
So she misled Abraham away from the path of obedience and trusting in God's promises on God's schedule.
佢系误导咗亚伯拉罕，让亚伯拉罕系离开咗信服神嘅道路，亦都让亚伯拉罕唔再信靠神会按照神自己嘅时间嚟实现佢嘅应许。
She not only wronged Abraham, she wronged Hagar and she wronged herself.
佢唔单止对待亚伯拉罕用咗一个错嘅方法，更加对夏甲就是亚伯拉罕的另一个妾侍或者是撒拉的侍女又用了错的方法，更加对他自己都是用了一个错的方法。
By trying to rob herself from being the matriarch of a great nation.
撒拉剥夺了自己成为一个伟大的国家之母，就是万族之母的荣誉。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你继续收听天路导向，请你留心去听我们的分享。
Christians often make the same double-edged mistake that Sarah made.
基督徒经常会犯同撒拉一样的双重错误。
Namely, presuming on God's grace on the one hand,
那些东西就是一方面似乎是相信神的恩典。
And trying to help God out on the other.
但是另一方面就是会自作主张想希望帮助神解决一些事情。
What about Abraham?
这样亚伯拉罕究竟是怎样
呢? Well, he went right on with the program.
亚伯拉罕竟然是毫不犹豫地是同意了撒拉的计划。
He did not pray.
亚伯拉罕并没有去祷告。
He did not go to Bethel to check with God.
亚伯拉罕亦都冇去伯特利去求问神。
It was a natural thing to do.
只系将嗰件事当作一件顺理成章嘅事就做咗啦。
And when something is natural, it is not supernatural.
但系当你认为呢一啲嘢系自然而然嘅事嘅时候，咁样嗰啲超自然嘅事就唔会发生啦。
But what an awesome God we have!
但是你要知道，我们的神是非常值得敬畏的。
He is famous for picking up the tattered threads of our disobedience and weaves them into something beautiful.
他最擅长做的事就是要拾取我们那些不信服的烂布条，然后编织成为美丽的成品。
He is famous for pasting together the fragments of fractured lives into beautiful pictures.
他最出名的就是要将我们生命那些残余的碎片重新黏贴在一起，让这些生命的碎片能够成为美丽的图画。
He specializes in taking the throwaway material and produces a beautiful quilt out of them.
他的专长就是在废物利用那里，他会收集那些被人丢弃的布料去缝成一张美丽的被。
So Abraham and Sarah finally found out a way to help God perform his miracle.
如果你看回圣经的话，在这一刻亚伯拉罕和撒拉都自以为是找到一个可以帮助神去行神迹的方法。
Listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心，请你仔细去听我们的分享。
When God intervenes, he doesn't need any help.
当神去插手的时候，他并不需要任何的帮助。
In fact, the opposite is true.
事实上，反过来看，亦都是一样的。
When we step out of God's plan, we try to do it ourselves, and we can be sure that strife will follow.
当我们去违背神的计划，尝试去用自己的方法去做的时候，我们可以肯定的是冲突就会跟住来临了。
When the flesh and the old nature intrude in the work of the church of God, division is inevitable.
当血气、肉体和老我侵入神的教会的圣工的时候，分裂是很难避免的。
Whenever we let our desire to get out of control, we leave behind a trail of broken pieces and broken lives.
当我们去放纵自己的欲望的时候，我们就会留下一大串分裂的碎片和伤痛的生命。
So in this case, little Ishmael came on the scene.
就是因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉所犯的错误，让亚伯拉罕同了撒拉的使女夏甲同房之后，小以实玛利就出生了。
Born to an unhappy Sarah,
这个以实玛利的出生是面对着一个不快乐的撒拉。
Born into every tension and resentment,
亦都是生长在一个充满紧张和怨恨的环境里面，因为撒拉是非常之不喜欢夏甲是生了仔而自己生不到，而夏甲亦都取笑撒拉。
No wonder he was called a wild donkey of a man.
所以以实玛利后来就被人称为好像野驴一样的人。
My listening friends, listen again.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你重新继续这样去听下去我们的分享。
Sarah seemed to have forgotten that she is the one who instigated this whole problem.
当以实玛利出世之后，撒拉是非常之不开心，但是撒拉却是忘记了他自己才是邀请夏甲成为亚伯拉罕的妾侍，让亚伯拉罕同夏甲同房引起麻烦的那个的制造者。
Imagine Abraham's confusion.
你可以想想，当时亚伯拉罕可能是很混乱、很糊涂。
He knew that this was Sarah's idea.
他明知道这样做本来就是撒拉的主意。
And yet Sarah blamed it on Abraham.
但是撒拉却将这件事是归咎怪罪于亚伯拉罕身上。
Yes, refusing to accept responsibility for our action is not a modern day phenomenon.
没错，是为自己的行为去推卸责任，不是现代才有的现象。
Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed Satan.
当年亚当怪罪于夏娃，而夏娃就怪罪于撒旦。
And here Sarah sought to place the blame on Abraham.
而在这里，亚伯拉罕就是生活在撒拉的怪罪当中。
Poor old Abraham, he was living in a house with two feuding women.
亚伯拉罕好惨啊，因为他那时是生活在两个女人彼此为仇的家庭当中。
Men, I want you to learn from Abraham, learn how you handle this situation.
各位亲爱的男士的听众朋友，我希望你能够跟随亚伯拉罕去学习，学习究竟亚伯拉罕应该怎样去面对这一种的情况。
Abraham understood the first lesson of survival, which is called surrender.
亚伯拉罕知道人生求生的第一课就是投降。
He knew he couldn't go to work and get away from home.
他知道他不能够借住去翻工而逃避他家里面的纠纷。
Most of us prefer to run away from our problems.
但是其实我们大多数的人都宁愿去逃避我们要面对的问题。
Rather than trying to deal with problems.
而唔愿意尝试去解决问题。
But what they often don't realize is this.
但系佢哋往往都冇意识到嘅嘢系
that they are carrying their problems right with them.
虽然佢哋逃避，但系问题仍然系跟住佢哋。
But the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar.
而夏甲亦都系逃亡咗嘅其中之一个人，因为佢觉得佢嘅主母撒拉去逼迫佢，而喺佢逃亡嘅时候，耶和华嘅使者就向夏甲显现啦。
And the angel told her the two words that would give most of us pause, and Hagar tried to escape from the house situation.
我哋大部分人如果听见天使同佢讲嘅说话，可能我哋都会停低去谂一谂。但系夏甲当时只系想逃避佢屋企发生嘅情况。
But then the angel of the Lord came to her and told her what she did not like to hear.
但系耶和华嘅使者对夏甲讲咗一啲佢唔想听嘅说话。
He said, "Return and submit."
耶和华就咁样话啦，翻翻去你嘅主母嗰度，继续服侍佢，成为佢嘅手下。
Most of us pray that God would change our circumstances.
好多人会咁样祈祷话，主啊，求你去改变我哋嘅环境。
Most often when I pray that kind of prayer, I hear the Lord to be saying the following.
但系往往当我做咁样嘅祈祷嘅时候，我就会听到神咁样同我讲啦。
I want to change you to suit your circumstances.
我要改变你，让你去适应个环境，而唔系要个环境嚟适应你。
And so Hagar comes back and to live with Sarah 13 more years.
于是夏甲喺呢一度就翻翻到去佢屋企，而继续服侍撒拉，更加系服侍咗13年咁多。
At this point of time, at the end of chapter 16 of the book of Genesis, Abraham was 86 years old.
在创世纪第十六章结束的时候，亚伯拉罕已经86岁了。
We are going to stop our study here, and in our next broadcast, we will continue.
而我们今日的节目就是会差不多去到这里。
I want to tell you what Abraham did between the age of 86 and 99.
而在下一次的节目里面，我想跟你分享究竟亚伯拉罕在86岁到99岁中间究竟做了什么。而在这里我想送一只歌给你，这只歌叫做《改写我日记》，而是陈芳荣的作品。我希望你是能够在当中感受一下夏甲的经历，因为夏甲就是一个是被人驱逐的人，但是因为耶和华的使者对他所讲的说话，他就愿意回到他的家中。因为神是要让我们是改变自己，去适应我们的环境，环境是未必会变，变的是我们自己。只要我们愿意去变，被主去改写我们生命的时候，我们就会活得更加快乐，更加丰盛。送上这首歌给你，陈芳荣的《改写我日记》。 刚刚我们听过的是陈芳荣的《改写我日记》，送上给你这首歌是希望你能够体会到下甲是被人排斥的时候的心情，并且看到下甲为什么是愿意去回到他原来的环境当中。原来就是因为神要让我们去改变，而不是让我们身边的环境改变。希望你借住这个信心之旅，看到我们是要完全去倚靠神这种的信心。在这里我想送一份礼物给你，这份礼物就是由麦克牧师写成的《激倒了站起来》一本的小册子。如果你想索取这份礼物，或者对基督教信仰、对天路导向有任何的意见、查询或者疑问的话，请你是写信来到香港九龙大有街，大小的大，有没有的有，一号十楼，香港九龙大有街一号十楼，或者你可以写电邮给我们，我们的电邮号地址就是 liangyou@liangyou.net。 今天的天路导向时间差不多了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。